Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm interviewing the founder of REA Holdings, Richard Romano. How are you today, Richard?
I'm well, thank you.
Right, your company is principally engaged in the cultivation of oil palms in the Indonesian province of East Kalimantan. Some private investors will know that area is also a mining area, I believe. But your area, is it a growing area? I mean, literally, is it an expanding type of sector? Or
how should we use it? It's an agricultural area. East Kalimantan is approximately the size of West Germany. It's a huge area, about 1 million people living there, so quite sparsely populated. And agriculture has been an expanding business. It's true there's been mining, but mining, of course, doesn't use very large areas.
Right.
Agriculture employs far more people, so it's much more important.
Okay, and one of the issues, obviously, these days people are very green and politically correct. How do you fit in within that type of...
Well, we are members of RSPO, that's the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, and we are as sustainable as we can be. We, from the outset, have adopted certain sustainability policies, and we have set aside fairly large chunks of land which have conservation value as conservation areas. At the moment, we have 20,000 hectares of formal conservation area which we manage, and potentially another 40,000 will be added to that. So in fact, half our total potential development area will be conserved.
Right, so that means that our friends the orangutans are all right and various other wildlife.
We're not in a primary orangutan area, but we do have an orangutan population in the conservation areas, and it's growing. Because we track them, we know how many we have, and we are tracking the babies.
Right, they don't get to interfere with the work that you do there?
Not provided they have enough food in their own area, and okay. We plant special plants for the orangutans to keep them happy.
Right. Okay, well, just wanted, because obviously that's one of the things that, you know, people like to make money, but they don't necessarily want to make money off the back of something which is a negative or perceived as being negative.
Well, this is a very sensitive issue for oil palm companies these days. It wasn't 30 years ago. But we have always tried to be responsible, and we regard ourselves as pretty near the forefront on the sustainability areas.
Right, and well, so getting onto the business side, how solid is the palm oil area at the moment?
Well, we have potentially 60,000 of our 120,000 hectares to be planted with oil palms. At this juncture, 43,000 hectares is planted, and of that, 32,000 hectares are in production. And hectarage doesn't mean much to people, but that is a pretty big area, over 100 square miles.
Right, and then demand and the uses for what you do?
Oh, it's excellent. Vegetable oil is an essential ingredient in many things, cooking oil, margarine, soap. The vegetable oil market worldwide is about 180 million tonnes, and within that, palm oil, which is the leading oil, is about 66 million tonnes. So it's an enormous market. If you think the average price of a tonne of vegetable oil is just under $1,000, that's a $180 billion market.
Right, and is it as simple to say, you know, growing world population, increasing demand for foodstuffs?
Correct.
Is it a one-way bet, or how's it going?
It's a commodity, and it's cyclical, and I think it always will be. But the underlying food growth is pretty solid because, as you rightly say, world population is driving demand. But on top of that, as people get slightly richer, they use more vegetable oil. Vegetable oil consumption in Western Europe is about 60 kilos per head per year. In India, it's 17 kilos. China, somewhere in between. As China and India have a little more money and the economies develop, so they eat more. And there are 2.5 billion people in China and India, so the effect on demand is quite significant. And we're seeing food demand grow quite consistently at about 4% per annum.
Right, I'm vaguely familiar with one or two of your competitors who are on the market. It's an interesting space. It doesn't seem to be that as loved as it should be, let's say, in terms of the investor sentiment.
Well, it is an enormous business, but most of the big companies are Southeast Asia based, so they're quoted in Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. London historically had a huge number of plantation companies, but most of them have been absorbed or moved east. So you've got only a few companies left, and they tend to be looked at only when the palm oil price is good. When it's bad, we turn into a backwater again.
But I mean, I think what I've noticed, one or two players, that the share price seems to be quite depressed. And then all of a sudden, if there is some consolidation in the sector, they double and triple.
Well, that's characteristic of the markets, because a lot of the shares are very firmly held, so there's quite a small free float. And unless there's some particular interest, the free float goes through the market in dribs and drabs and nothing much happens. But then suddenly there's an event and people actually look at the underlying values, and very often, as you say, prices move quite significantly.
So in that way, one should take a view on the company, the sector, and whether you're bullish or not, and then the valuation doesn't necessarily reflect what is going on the ground.
No, you have to believe that the valuation ultimately will reflect underlying values, and you have to look at what's happening to underlying values, which for most of the companies in the sector are growing, and they're growing for two reasons. Firstly, people are expanding their developments, so they've got bigger areas, which means more production and more value. And secondly, land is running out in Southeast Asia, and land values are rising, and in my view, will continue to rise.
And I take it there's only very the climate considerations. There are only very few locations, or relatively few locations, where this.
Yeah, you've got to be quite near the equator with the right levels of sunlight and rainfall. Right. So yes, there are limited numbers of areas that are suitable. The best areas have always been Indonesia and Malaysia. Malaysia, they probably have run out of land, and Indonesia, they are rapidly doing so, because sustainability criteria mean that you can't actually go and plant a lot of the land that's left in Indonesia. It's being preserved.
So if you just
be preserved.
So if you just sit back and do nothing for the next 10, 20 years, your whatever you're doing it has an increasing premium.
That's what we would hope.
Oh, we'll have to see how that pans out. But I mean, just to finish off, the rest of the year, are there any developments? Are you expanding? Are you changing your tack?
We reckon boring is good in our business, so we just carry on what we're doing. And what we're doing basically is planting the land that's plantable that we already have as rapidly as we can. And we should be doing that probably for the next 4 or 5 years.
Okay, well, on that note, Richard Robineau, founder of REA Holdings, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.